Hello, good morning.
Hi, this is Eleanor. You called me just a minute ago. Somebody did.
Yes, ma'am. That is me. So my name is Alex, and I am actually calling from Four Spice Houses. I'm Dee's assistant, and we saw that you were calling this morning, but Dee was actually in a meeting, so she just forwarded me like a quick text to call you back to see whatever it is that you need.
What I was calling about is I was just making sure that Monday, this coming Monday, he said that I was going to close this Monday, and I looked at the paperwork, and he said it was just something I needed to initial, but when I had somebody else look at it, they said this was another contract. It's a binding contract, and he told me it wasn't binding. He said just something to initial, but we're definitely closing on Monday. So that was a lie. That was a lie, and I don't like to be lied to. Nobody should when it comes to this. But if he doesn't close on Monday, I'm going to start getting other people involved. I don't care about the contract because if he lied for me to sign it, then I'll work with other people too until this gets sold, because this is the third month I have worked with this man, the third month, and I think that's pretty honorable for me to do that, don't you?
Right. Well, tell you honestly, I'm not really sure about the entire situation, but I'm gonna go ahead and definitely communicate this with the team. We're gonna go ahead and hop on another meeting in a few. So that was only your concern. You said that you were told that you're gonna go ahead and we'll have a closing on Monday. But okay. Well,
He said, and the attorney called me, but he didn't. He asked, "What did the attorney say?" This was before I signed, initialed. He told me it was not a binding contract. It was just an initial saying that we're still can close on Monday. But when I had a friend look at it, he said, "No, this is a binding contract. He lied to you." And I don't think that's fair to make me wait another 30 days if he's going to try that. I'm not going to stay with that contract. I don't care what he says. Because he knows he lied. He lied. He told me it was just to make sure we close on Monday. I said, good. That's fine. I'll sign it then if we're closing on Monday. This is the third month. And I've been through so much with him. And now it's just like I'm not sure if anything's going to happen on Monday. You know what I mean? When somebody tells you something's going to happen. But anyway, if I hear from them tomorrow, because I doubt if the attorney's going to call me on the weekend. So, but if I hear from him Monday morning, he's going to have to give me at least 2 hours because I work out of town on weekends. For Saturday and Sunday, I work out of town. So I come back if I hear from the attorney. If I don't, I'm just gonna keep working.
Okay. Well, Eleanor, I'll definitely communicate this over to the team. I'd like to apologize for the inconvenience that this is causing you right now, or even the stress this is causing you, but I'm gonna definitely communicate this over to the team, and then are you available if someone wants to call you back later today?
Yeah, I'm available. If you call me, I've just memorized your number. Because I get so many calls all day long to learn more about the property. So I tried to pick up very few calls. I was just, but I will definitely pick up if as long as it's not a long distance number.
Okay. All
All
righty.
right. All right.
Well,
Bye.
thank you very much for calling me back. We'll definitely give you an update as soon as this was communicated with the team, and I appreciate your patience, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.